Hello, creatures of the night. Welcome to Midnight Honey. I'm so glad that you could join me. Creatures of the night. I make you sound like you're vampires. Maybe werewolves. No. I'm sure you have a very good reason for being up so late. A completely innocent reason. Maybe I'm the vampire. Maybe by listening to me, you're inviting me into your homes. Maybe it's a bit dangerous. I'm just playing. I'm just here to keep you company. Because I know it gets lonely. When it's dark outside. When it's quiet. It can get lonely. Lucky for me, I have Portly to keep me company. And Portly tells me that we have a call. Hello, caller. You're through to Midnight Honey. Quiet. Could it be our phantom caller? Wow. If you don't say anything, I'm just going to assume that it is you. Because I want it to be you. Oh, you have no idea how I want it to be you. I'm not afraid to say that I've missed you. I've missed my phantom caller. I've missed the little things. The way you lurk on the line in total silence. The way you don't say a word. It's been lonely without you. I've had other callers. But there's only one phantom caller. And when you don't call in, I miss you. I'm a little bit strange. But you like that, don't you? It's why you listen every night. I like to think that you listen. Sometimes I play songs just for you. You might not realize this, but I have a little bit of a crush on you. And you might be wondering, how can I have a crush on someone who doesn't talk to me? Well, I'll let you into a secret. I've worked out who you are. I have. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Are you still there? Good. It took me a while. At first I thought, maybe you were some joker. Maybe you were just pranking me. I wouldn't mind. Makes it interesting. The night shift can be a little quiet. I don't think so. I think you like to listen to me because you never, ever talk to me in real life. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm scary, because I am very scary. I'm terrifying. Wait, was that a giggle I heard? Did you make a sound? Oh, I'm in love. Maybe you're shy. Maybe you don't know how to approach me. You don't want to ruin our friendship. And that gasp lets me know that I'm on the right track. Because we're friends. No one knows that I spend my nights hosting this show. No one but Portly. But I'll let you into a secret. Portly's a dog. I'm all alone here. He gave me such a dirty look. But this is my little secret. I'm normally shy, as well as scary. I find it difficult to talk to people. But this is freeing. As you know, I suffer from chronic insomnia. And this helps. Spending time with the other night owls. My creatures of the night. You can tell that I'm obsessed with vampires. But then again, you know that. You're my best friend. How many monster movies have I dragged you to? Dracula. The Mummy. Frankenstein. And you've sat through every single one of them. Because you're my best friend. You know me better than anyone. And, I think that you feel the same. I can't believe I'm doing this on air, but every time I try to do it in real life, I chicken out because it's a risk. This is a big chance I'm taking. I like you. If I'm going to do this, I shouldn't lie. I love you. I am in love with you. I am a cliche. I'm in love with my best friend and I am miserable. Because being your friend isn't enough. Being so close and yet not as close as I want to be, and oh, I want to be so close. It's torture. And yet, I make it worse. We spend all our time together. We're close. And every moment I spend in your company, it makes it worse. I'm not falling in love. I'm falling off a cliff. And I keep falling and falling and falling. I've got it bad. I've got it bad for you, my phantom caller. But I haven't said a word. I think I might have given myself away. The way I look at you. The way I react when you smile at me, when you touch my hand. I think you've got a hint. And I think you found out my secret. This. The radio show. Midnight Honey. But of course you know that's not my real name. Because you're my best friend. And now you know everything about me. This was the only thing I hadn't told you. Well, this and the fact that I'm in love with you. So. I'm telling you all my secrets. I'm in love with you. I am Midnight Honey, and I stole your hoodie. I'm actually wearing it. I wear it every night. Smells like you. And oh, that's just a little bit creepy. But what can I say? I've got it bad. I'm so in love with you. And now you know. And I'm hoping that you call in because you feel the same. So, Phantom Caller, who's still on the line, which I hope is a really good sign. I love you. I love everything about you. I love how funny you are, how thoughtful you are, how sexy you are. Because I do. I think you're so bloody sexy. The way you affect me is unfair. Sometimes when I do fall asleep, I dream of you, and those dreams make it awkward when I do see you because, well, if you want to know, you'll have to talk to me. But you don't have to talk on the phone. You can come here. You know where the studio is. You mentioned it in conversation. And then you went all pale, like you didn't mean to. One of the things that makes me think this is you. So, why don't you come and see me? If it's not you, well, you don't know where the studio is. You don't know who I am. And this could just be me being playful. This could just be a ruse to get you to talk, which you're not. Still silent. But you're breathing quicker. Oh, I fancy I could hear your heartbeat if I listened really hard. And I know what your heartbeat sounds like. I've cuddled up to you and placed my head on your chest and just let every sense focus on you. Because I adore you. And I'm waiting for you. Phantom Caller. Why don't you hang up and come here? I've got some long play records. And while they're playing, we could talk. It's up to you. So what do you say? My Phantom Caller has hung up on me. Is that a good sign or a bad sign, I wonder? What do you think, Portly? Portly says he wants another biscuit. And you want another song? So, why don't we listen and wait and see what happens next? Creatures of the night, what do you think's going to happen? Is my phantom caller my beloved? Or was I wrong? Let's find out. But for now, you're listening to Midnight Honey. And this is a love song for you.